A new hotel has opened up in Prague, which offers accommodation to COVID-19 positive guests, targeted at clients who have mild or no symptoms but want to avoid infecting others. It is based around an entirely contactless system. Its management says that if the concept proves successful, it is ready to open similar hotels across the capital. Tom McEncrow reports.
The four-star Legerova 9 hotel lies on the edges of Prague's centre near the Folimanka Park. From the outside, it looks just like any other of the hundreds of hotels strewn across the capital. However, according to Jaroslav Svoboda, the executive director of Check-in Hotels, which owns the business, it is home to an internationally unique experiment.
We are sure we are the first in Prague in Czech Republic. And we cannot see anyone else in the Europe or somewhere else. This hotel, it's fully for positive tested people. Because we know about many people who are positive tested. And they don't want to share the same flat apartment with their family. So we are offering a possibility to stay at the hotel. And use the comfort, service, what we are giving them, and for a reasonable price.
The hotel has been open in this new form for just over a week and runs on a contactless system, says Mr. Svoboda.
You make a booking through online or telephone. Yeah? Then you come in at the hotel and you have more ways how to check in. You can make a check-in through internet. Online, it's also possible. You can also come in the hotel and in the corridor, in the lobby, there is a TV set and you speak with reception guy through the monitor. He will tell you how it works when you take a room key and you take all information how to communicate with reception and how to ask for help.
Once in the room, the guest is completely isolated. But he can still use many of the hotel's services by using the room's telephone or WhatsApp. The one difference is that everything has to be delivered either virtually or in front of the respective room's door. This includes new bedding or food deliveries. The hotel also has a doctor on call and a hospital stay can be arranged in case the guest's condition gets worse. The most important aspect, Mr. Svoboda says, is to ensure that the self-isolating guest is well supplied with sources of entertainment. This is mainly built around a strong internet connection, as well as access to a television with various channels and shows to watch. For those who are into gaming, there is the option of using a PlayStation or an online chess tournament where guests can compete with each other. Books, magazines and audiobooks can also be requested and further forms of entertainment are being considered. The current price for one night is 1,000 crowns and the current price for one night starts at 1,000 crowns and the COVID hotel's guests have been a varied mix in the initial days since its launch, says Mr. Svoboda.
We don't make any restrictions for the long stay or short stay. So we are flexible and you can book one night and you can book 10 nights.
The hotel made headlines as a curiosity when it opened last week. However, now it is one of the few hotels that can remain open after the government announced a new measure on Wednesday which requires hotels to close unless catering to clients on business, COVID-19 positive guests or a select few other exceptions. At a time when the Czech hotel industry is being crushed by the effects of the pandemic, Legerova 9 is a welcome experiment, says Mr. Svoboda.
If we have many bookings, we can add another hotel and open another hotel for this reason. So if this is not requested, we will close the hotel. So understand we have empty hotels.
Yeah.
So we are very flexible at this moment.
According to the Czech Association of Hotels and Restaurants, nearly a half of all Czech hotels have considered closing during the pandemic. In Prague, the situation is particularly bad because hotels in the capital are especially targeted on foreign tourists. BH Securities chief economist Stepan Křeček says foreign investors have already begun sending offers to buy up many of them. He expects that this situation will lead to one-fifth of Prague's hotels changing ownership in the near future. Czechin Hotels is Prague's largest hotel chain, and it has already had to close some of them this year.
We have to think what we do with so many hotels, what we operate. We operate 23 hotels in Prague. It means more than 2,200 rooms. So we understand that the situation was terrible in the spring. In the summer, we could see some light, but it's finished at this moment. And we have to make some new plan, new decision. So we started to lease out some rooms for students. Universities are closed. Some students have to live somewhere. We set up a cheap price, and some hotels are allocated for the long-term leasing.
The decision to open up Legerova 9 as an experimental coronavirus hotel came fast. According to the chain's executive director, the idea was suggested at a meeting 3 weeks ago, and the hotel was refurbished to fit the concept within just a few days. Adaptability is key, he says.
To be honest, we didn't expect that the new lockdown is coming, and this is a lockdown. However, hotels are opened. We cannot sell to anyone. Our touristic hotels in the center in Prague 1 will wait for tourist people. So it'll be frozen or managed empty or a few customers, and we will wait when the situation is better. Hotels like this, Don Giovanni, are more flexible because they are not targeted to tourists only, and they are providing services for the business people or sport people. So we have some customers, and we can manage situation better in these hotels, yeah, because it's not touristic. So, and the other hotels, touristic hotels, not in the center, must change the plan. So it's the reason why we lease it out as the apartments or flats. Some are used as the offices, and some will be used for the COVID positive people.